Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron in studio. Good to see you, Ryan.
Good to see you, too.
A little frosty, although not too bad this morning.
That's all right, yeah. I was able to walk outside without a coat, although I have a jacket
on. You do have a jacket on. Yeah. Let's talk about where we're at with the United Way Perth Huron campaign. How are we doing?
We're doing really well, Jamie. We're so grateful to the community for helping us to get to 23% of our goal already. Almost $600,000 is in, and we're working really hard, and the community has been incredibly generous, and so we're pacing just a little bit ahead of where we were last year. So
yeah, because it's still early days, we should say.
It's incredibly early in our campaign. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah. Always is. But there's early indications that we're doing well.
And it is a big goal, we should remind folks, too. It is a big goal.
Right, $2.508 million this year. We're up about $200,000 over last year to meet the needs of our community services here in Stratford and area.
And I know a lot of the workplace campaigns are starting to happen, including here on Perth Catholic District Schools.
That's right. The school board, the Avon-Maitland just closed, and the Catholic board is just opening their campaign. So that's an opportunity for people who work in those systems to remember the United Way and the people in our community. So please give generously through your workplace campaign.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So let's talk about some great events coming up. We've got a very special get-together that's happening a week from today, in fact.
Yeah, we're excited about the Classic Troubadours concert that's coming up at Revival House. There's still a few tickets left, $50, featuring songs from James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Jackson Brown, and Carol King. And it's all performed by some folks that you might know who've done this kind of thing for a long time, including Jacob Moon and Alex Worms and Ashley St. Pierre and Mark McIntyre. So we're really excited that we have this great concert to help us raise that $2.5 million goal.
And it's going to be at Revival House, so that is a great spot. How can people pick up tickets for that show?
They can head to our website at perthhuron.unitedway.ca for ticket information. And we want to say thank you to Artists Engineering and Design for sponsoring that event.
Nice. Again, we'll pass along the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And speaking of limited tickets available in terms of a limited number of shows for Stratford Festival.
That's right. We still have our Stratford Festival ticket offer on for the few shows that are left. Take advantage of November and one last chance to get to the theater if you didn't make it out, or maybe you want to see something for the second time, including tickets for Monty Python, Spamalot, and Rent. You can get tickets for basically about half price or less.
Wow. And this is the last week for Rent, we should mention. Right. Spamalot's till mid-November, but this is the last week for Rent.
Maybe you better go tonight.
There you go. Absolutely. But that's a great partnership with Stratford Festival.
We're so thankful. The festival's been a great partner for so long. And every year we raise significant dollars by people taking advantage of a great opportunity.
Yeah, you bet. And let's wrap things up with some local love from a local brewery.
That's right. Our friends at Black Swan have brewed a very special cream ale for us. A local love cream ale, in fact. And so we're grateful that 50 cents from every can sold will come to help us with the campaign this year. So we're really grateful to the owner, Ryan Stokes, and the team over at Black Swan. And want to let you know that supplies are limited, so you got to get there fast.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Anything Black Swan goes quickly, as we all know.
I was going to say, pretty much. And again, we've talked about it with Elizabeth. The label on this can is really striking.
It's striking, and it was actually her son that designed it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, because it incorporates a lot of things, a lot of local things, if you will. Yeah, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah, we're so grateful. I mean, everybody pitches in. That's how the United Way campaign works, right?
Yep.
You know, it takes the entire community to raise the money that we need to help so many vulnerable citizens.
All right. Well, we're off and running with this campaign. Ryan, any final thoughts this morning?
Well, I just want to express my thanks for the generosity of the community. It astounds me every year, Jamie, how it is that, you know, the United Way sets out this very ambitious goal, and every time the people come through. So my heartfelt thanks to the community and for you here at the studio for helping us to promote the campaign and the work of the United Way.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks again, Ryan.
Thanks again.